USA Radio News.
The Biden administration announced changes to federal student loan repayment plans. Officials said the changes will make it easier for millions of borrowers to have their debts forgiven after being required to pay for up to 25 years. Democrats and consumer groups have been calling on the Biden administration to enact such a policy in recent months. U.S. stocks and government bond yields rose Tuesday. Investors parsed the latest round of earnings reports for signs that corporate profits are holding up despite inflation. The Wall Street Journal reports analysts expect profits from big U.S. companies to keep growing this year, even as costs rise. And more black families are choosing homeschooling as an option to educate their children, according to a U.S. Census Bureau survey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The search has ended for a man who disembarked off a cruise ship near the Florida coast.
He went overboard Saturday on Carnival Cruise Line's Mardi Gras ship about 60 miles from shore. The Coast Guard said it suspended the search after covering about 2,000 square miles of ocean. Two other similar cases have happened this year. A woman was lost in the Gulf of Mexico, and a man presumably died after falling off the ship Carnival Horizon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Walt Disney World has lifted the last of its mask requirements, meaning face coverings will be optional for visitors at all locations on the Central Florida Disney property. Masks are still recommended for guests who are not fully vaccinated. In related news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the state legislature would take up a bill this week that would dismantle the special district that's allowed Disney to act as its own local government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More than half of U.S. governors are bypassing Washington and taking border safety into their own hands.
The heads of 26 states are joining together in what's being called the American Governor's Border Strike Force. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey details the new coalition.
Today we are announcing the American Governor's Border Strike Force. This is a majority of America's governors stepping up to do what the Biden administration refuses to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The goal, they say, is to share intelligence and invest in analysis as a way to stop human and drug smuggling. Membership includes border states like Texas and Arizona, but also includes states that are far away from Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. single-family home building and permits tumbled in March. Soaring mortgage rates increase costs, but residential construction remains underpinned by a severe shortage of houses. The report from the Commerce Department on Tuesday also showed a record backlog of homes approved for construction, but that haven't been started. Marijuana edibles that mimic the packaging of popular snack foods pose a risk to children. A new study warns that packaging of more than 200 types of edible marijuana products are found in nearly 1 in 10 resembled commercial snack foods like candies and chips. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.